Einstein postulated, but it's maybe better to say that he intuited that the speed of light would be the same as measured by everyone, no matter how they move through the universe. Now, in reality, if you go deep into the philosophy of science, what's really going on here is Einstein says, if you define your ways of measuring space and time, define the rate of flow of time in a manner that makes the laws of physics look simple, so that, for example, time is ticked in a regular way by atomic clocks as atoms vibrate in a molecule. It's ticked in a regular way by atomic clocks. And if you define space in such a way that the laws of physics look simple, so that if you then measure the distances between atoms in a lattice, those distances are always the same. If you define things so that the length of time, so that the laws of physics look simple, then the speed of light will always be the same for everybody. Recognize that. He said, this is the way we should define length of time, the sort of the laws of physics look simple. Having chosen that, made that choice, then the speed of light is the same as seen by everybody, and then time is personal, space is personal. It's very deep inside. you define space in such a way that the laws of physics look simple, so that if you then measure the distances between atoms in a lattice, those distances are always the same. If you define things so that length and time, so that the laws of physics look simple, then the speed of light will always be the same for everybody. And he recognized that. He said, this is the way we should define length and time, so that the laws of physics look simple. Having chosen that, made that choice, then the speed of light is the same as seen by everybody. Then time is personal. Space is personal. Very deep inside.